Welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and today we're looking at the Passover Seder. Jesus emphasized Passover's significance in Luke 22. He told his disciples that it was a time to remember him. And discovering how God meticulously planned our redemption through holy days like Passover, it's really brought my own faith to life. Rabbi Schneider, he recently recorded a special segment in our studio on what a Seder dinner looks like during Passover. And today's episode, Passover Seder, is unique, and I'll be jumping in here and there to share some added details that'll help you visualize the elements that Rabbi's talking about during this Seder demonstration. Now here's Rabbi.
I'm excited today, beloved ones, to share with you this Passover season. Do you know we celebrate freedom and deliverance in our lives just as the ancient Israelites experienced freedom and deliverance out of Egypt 3,500 years ago. In fact, Jesus is the last and holy deliverer. The Bible says that when Moses was raised up, he prophesied that there was going to come a deliverer after him, and whoever didn't listen to that deliverer would be cut off from the people. When Jesus arrived on the scene, John the Baptist pointed at Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," showing that Jesus was the one that Moses had prophesied about, that Jesus, beloved one, has become the final deliverer of the most holy God. Now, the word Seder, it means order of service. So in the world of Judaism, we have a particular order of service when we celebrate the Passover meal. Now, I don't want this just to be about rules and regulations and ritual. I want to make real application, beloved ones, for your life today. It's a beautiful thing. But there's only three elements in the Seder that are actually biblical. We're commanded in the Bible on Passover to eat lamb, bitter herbs, and the matzah or unleavened bread. The other elements were added later by the sages and the rabbis to help us appreciate all that God has done for the Jewish people when he led them out of Egypt. But the good news today is that for you, Jesus has become the final deliverer, and Jesus is actually the fulfillment of Passover. In fact, 1 Corinthians 5:7 says that Christ, Messiah Jesus, has become our Passover. And so there's tremendous application for you today. It started out in its initial historical context as a holiday only for Jewish people. But now, beloved ones, in Jesus today, you've been grafted into the commonwealth of Israel, and the blessing of Abraham has come upon you. So you have a right to enjoy this. In fact, this is your heritage as well in Jesus the Messiah.
Now picture before Rabbi a table covered in a white tablecloth. Close by, there's a bowl of salt water and a pillow, which Rabbi will lean back on during the dinner. The table itself is set with a book called the Haggadah, candles, glasses of wine, and a Seder plate. It's filled with foods that represent the history of God's first covenant people.
Now, Passover, like all the Feast of Israel, have double applications. Initially, they were for the Israelites in their initial historical context. But in Jesus, beloved, they take on an even fuller prophetic meaning, and they have application for all of God's children through Jesus the Messiah today. So what I'm going to do then is I'm just going to walk you through the different elements on the table today and point out their significance. And hopefully at the end of the broadcast, you'll have joy because of this, have more information, and can even begin to do this at home with yourself. In fact, you can have some fun in the Lord celebrating Jesus's deliverance for you on this special season. Well, I want to point out that the order of service that we go through during the Seder meal, the Passover Seder meal, we get that order of service from a special book that we go through called the Haggadah. It actually means in English, the telling, because the highlight of the Passover Seder meal is the telling of how the Lord delivered us out of Egypt. In fact, what's important for you to know is that in every Jewish home today, when we celebrate the Passover meal, We try to actually place ourselves back in the shoes of those ancient Israelites as if we're walking through the Exodus and being delivered ourselves. Now, the reason that I say this is important for you to know is because I want you to think about, as I go through these different elements, the things that King Jesus has delivered you out of as your great deliverer. You see, beloved, it's not a stretch at all to say that Jesus fulfills the Passover. As I said, 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, Christ, our Messiah, has become our Passover. And not only that, but when John the Baptist first saw Jesus at the Jordan, John pointed at him and said, what? Behold, the Lamb of God. What was he doing? He was identifying Jesus with that first Passover experience 3,500 years ago. So this has application for all God's people today, whether you're an Israelite that identifies with their ancestors coming out of Egypt, or whether you're a Jew or Gentile in Jesus today. Now, as the Seder begins, the first thing that we would do is we would light the candles here. Now, there would be actually a woman that would light the candles, because we say that a woman is the one that sets the spiritual climate in the home. And we say, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu L'Haligner Shel Yom Tov. And we say, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who sanctifies us with thy commandments and has commanded us to kindle the holiday lights. Again, as I indicated, we light the candles to separate the day. And as we continue on, beloved, in the Seder meal, the leader of the Seder will have a pillow that he's reclining on. And the reason that the leader of the Seder will have a pillow that he's reclining on in his chair is to accent the fact that we're free now. Now that the Lord has delivered us out of Egypt, we're free, and we're accenting that through the pillow. And I want to encourage you right now just to declare that you're free in Jesus. And think about some of the things that the Lord has already delivered you from as you're on this journey, and just begin to thank Him and accentuate the freedom that you're now enjoying in your life. We thank you, King Jesus, for the freedom that you've brought us into through your love. Well, we're ready now, beloved, to have our first sip of wine. We're going to actually drink from the glass of wine, 4 cups of wine. And the reason that we're going to have 4 cups of wine is to accent the 4 expressions of deliverance that we find in Exodus chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. This first cup of wine that we're going to drink, it's called the Kiddush. We go, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Borei Pri HaGafen. Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the fruit of the vine. And again, this is separating right now the holiness of the day as we're celebrating Passover together. At this point in our journey through the Seder meal, I'm going to wash my hands. And this is something that was done in the ancient world. It's actually done twice during the Seder meal. And one of the times that it's done as a symbol of ritual purification. And so I'm going to pour the water over my hands, a way of being ceremonial clean to administer the meal. And now we're going to continue on now that we have sanctified ourselves and washed ourselves for both ritual reasons and for simple reasons of cleanliness.
We hope that you're enjoying this special Passover Seder edition of Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider, and we'll be right back. But first, we want you to know how you can learn more about Passover and God's appointed feast. Simply visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And while you're there, be sure to explore our messianic content. You'll find insightful teachings and videos that are ready and available for you right now. Our hope is that these resources help you to know and connect more with our Passover Lamb, King Jesus. And if this program has been a blessing to you and you want to bless others, you can be a part of this ministry by becoming a monthly partner or giving a one-time financial donation today. Just call us at 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. Or if you prefer, you can always text the keyword Rabbi to the number 45777. Now, Rabbi has so much more to share with us. He'll talk about the Seder plate and the foods we eat from it during Passover and what they represent. There's a bowl of salt water and a cup of wine at an empty seat at the table to further emphasize some of the lessons the Passover elements teach us. The Seder plate itself can come in many different colors and designs, but each of them has a place for the five foods that are symbolic of Passover and Jewish history. The one Rabbi Schneider is using today is white with colorful flowers, leaves, and grapes decorating it along a blue rim. In the center of the plate is a large circle with the word Pesach in Hebrew written on it. In English, we say this is Passover. And now let's go back to Rabbi for a description of the Passover elements and their significance as he begins to eat the Passover meal.
We're going to begin with what we call the karpas. I have different elements that we're highlighting, but we have a place for the parsley, which we're going to eat right now, the horseradish, the egg, the shank bone, bitter herbs, charoseth. And so I'm going to put the different elements on there as we enjoy this meal together. But we're going to take now what we are talking about, calling here the appetizer. And again, this is karpas. I'm using parsley here today. And I'm going to dip it in some salt water. Now, the salt water represents two things, and the karpas as well. The salt water, on the one hand, represents the tears that the children of Israel cried as they were in Egypt. One of the things that's interesting in Judaism is, as you begin to research it, there are many different interpretations and many different meanings given to different things in Judaism. In other words, this rabbi says it means this. This rabbi says it means something else. So you have widespread interpretations and meanings given to things. This is why it's interesting that when Jesus was ministering, they said, "This man teaches with authority, not as our scribes." Because in the days of Jesus, as it is in the days today, oftentimes what the rabbis will do is they'll say, "Well, Rabbi so-and-so said this." But when Jesus began to teach, he didn't quote any other rabbis, but rather he quoted the Word of God alone, and he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you." And so I'm just simply pointing that out now because there's different meanings given to some of the elements that I'm using here today, but I'm sharing with you some of the more basic traditional meanings. So this salt water, it represents the tears that the children of Israel cried when they were in Egypt. And this is the parsley or the karpas, and we're going to dip it in the salt water now twice. We're going to dip it in once for Israel that was young and green, just like the karpas here, and in the springtime of their nation. And now we're going to dip it in a second time representing Egypt that went through the sea trying to follow Israel. So we're dipping in now for Egypt. And what happened when Egypt tried to follow Israel into the sea? Down the hatch, right?
Now that Rabbi has eaten the karpas, we're going to move on to the second element, the unleavened bread called matzah. Each piece, like the one Rabbi will be using, has rows or stripes of holes in it that serve a symbolic meaning, as Rabbi will explain now.
Now we're going to move over to one of the primary elements of the Seder, which is the matzah, the unleavened bread. The reason, beloved, that it's unleavened is because God told Israel, "When you hear me call you out of Egypt, I want you to obey me immediately. And if you're baking bread, don't wait for it to rise. Just leave in haste immediately." And so we have the unleavened bread to remind us that Israel left in haste. The bread, the matzah, is striped. By Jesus' stripes were healed, and it's pierced. And many see in this a reference to a symbolic foreshadow of Jesus the Messiah himself, who was bruised and striped, beloved, for our transgressions and for our healing. Now, we're going to say a blessing. We're going to say, "Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam hamotzi lecha min haaretz. Blessed art thou, Lord our God, King of the universe, who brings forth the bread from the earth." Remember when Jesus celebrated his last meal with his disciples, the Passover, and Jesus was talking about that someone was going to betray him. And he said, "He that dips with me is the one that's going to betray me." It was probably the matzah that Jesus was referring to when they would take a piece of matzah and then they would dip the matzah in the bitter herbs and the charoseth. So probably Judas and Jesus both had their matzah in either the bitter herbs together or the charoseth, and Jesus said, "He that is dipping with me now is the one," and thereby Judas was identified as his betrayer. And so I'm going to take a piece of matzah now that I've said the blessing, and we're going to go to the next element today, the bitter herbs. Going to be using horseradish today, which is the traditional bitter herb that is used in most Seder meals. But this is literally ground horseradish. So I'm going to take a little bit and I'm going to put it over on the Seder plate. and I'm going to make what we call the charoset. Now, the charoset is a chopped apple, walnuts, nut, honey, and brown sugar, and we're going to mix this all together until we get something that's called charoset. And what the charoset actually symbolizes is the mortar that the children of Israel used to make bricks while they were slaves in Egypt during Pharaoh's taskmastery. And we ask ourselves the question, well, that was really hard. Why would they make something so sweet to remind them of, you know, this hard labor that they were under as they were slaves there? And the answer to the question, beloved, is this. Now that we're free, even our hard labor has been turned into joy because we're free now and we're experiencing God's freedom. So we're going to take a piece of the matzah now, and we're going to dip some in the charoset. Mmm, it is hot. It's a kicker. Praise the Lord.
The next element is an egg. And this tradition was added later by the rabbis of the time, and it wasn't something that God told the Israelites to actually do. But even so, it still serves as a great reminder of which rabbi will share with us right now.
The egg reminds us of the sacrifices that used to take place in the temple when the temple was standing in ancient Jerusalem. And so we ask ourselves, well, why are we using an egg to remind us of the ancient sacrifices that took place in the temple? And here's the answer to the questions, beloved one. How many times do we sin? We sin every day. And because we sin every day, we need a sacrifice every day. And how many times does a chicken lay an egg? Every day. Thereby, we get the connection between the sacrifices and the egg. Because we don't any longer literally eat lamb on Passover, because the temple is no longer standing in Jerusalem, and because there's no priesthood, no temple and no sacrifices, we're not actually eating a lamb which was sacrificed while the temple was standing. So to remind us of that, we simply bring the shank bone of a lamb. And so we're going to put the shank bone of the lamb on the Seder plate. Now, over here, I have a second cup. Remember, I drank from the first cup. We would have drinking from it four times during the Seder meal. But notice that I have a second cup here. You may ask the question, why the second cup? And the reason is, according to the ancient rabbinic thinking, before Messiah comes, Elijah's going to come first to announce his coming. And this is actually not only rabbinic, but it's biblical. We find in the book of Malachi, for example, that the Lord prophesies there, and he says, before I come, I'm going to send my messenger, Elijah, before me, and he shall make the way straight and prepare for my coming. And so remember, when Jesus was on earth, they asked him in the Gospels, if you're the Messiah, where's Elijah? Because the scripture says that before Messiah comes, Elijah's going to come first. Jesus said, John the Baptist is Elijah if you can receive it. And so because most in the traditional Jewish world are still waiting for the Messiah, they set a cup for Elijah, hoping that Elijah will show up to announce that the great deliverer, the second deliverer, the final deliverer, Messiah, is now coming. So you see, Jewish people that are still in traditional Judaism, they understand that a deliverer is coming, like Moses, that will be God's final deliverer. Well, aren't you so glad that Jesus has come and that he's here with you right now in the Holy Spirit to deliver you and bring you into freedom? You know, Jesus said, if the Son shall make us free, we shall be free indeed. Do you know right now Jesus is alive? He's right next to you and he's in you. And he wants you to reach out to him to bring you into a greater experience of freedom and deliverance. I want to ask you by faith right now, reach out to him. Ask him to set you free from every bondage, from every addictive relationship, from every addiction you may have to anything, because Jesus said, the Son has come to destroy the works of the devil and to set God's people free. Father God, in Jesus' name, I speak freedom and deliverance over your people today. I thank you that you rejoice over them as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride. And Jesus, we just want to tell you today how thankful we are and that we love you. Thank you for coming, Jesus, and being our deliverer and setting us free.
Well, I hope that these insights from Rabbi Schneider about Passover and the Seder, hope they've left you with a great feeling about this sacred, set-apart holy day and about the one who fulfilled it. You know, Rabbi believes there's so much more that we can learn about these biblically mandated, God-appointed feast days, like Passover, which began yesterday and goes through April the 30th at nightfall. And if you, like Rabbi, also want to learn more, we have lots of messianic resources online at our website, discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Just click on the resources tab and then messianic content. We're so passionate about making these resources available to you because we believe that understanding the Hebrew roots of our faith makes our faith more alive. Rabbi has such a heart for sharing the deeper meanings of these Hebrew holy days. And when you come alongside us with your prayers and your financial gifts, you make this mission possible.
Beloved, it really was a blessing to be able to bring you this episode on the Passover Seder, the order of service the Jewish people go through as they celebrate Passover. We say in Hebrew, Pesach, each year. As we read in the scriptures, we find in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 16 that ancient Israel would present to the Lord a special offering each year during this time. I want to ask you, if you believe that the Spirit of God is moving through discovering the Jewish Jesus, if you believe that people are being helped and delivered through this ministry, I want to ask you, would you present a special Passover gift unto the Lord through discovering the Jewish Jesus this year, even right now? Because of you, beloved, people are being saved and healed and delivered all over the globe. This really is the season of deliverance. And beloved, your financial gift will be used of the Lord to bring deliverance to others all over the world. And you'll be rewarded for every soul that's saved and touched through this ministry. Thank you and shalom.
To respond to Rabbi right now with your special Passover offering, go to discoveringthejewishjesus.com or give over the phone by dialing 800-777-7835. And you can also give a gift of any amount via text when you type the keyword Rabbi to the phone number 45777. As our way of saying thanks, we'll send you Rabbi Schneider's message of the month, and it's available as a digital download. We'll also make sure that you receive a copy of our latest newsletter. And you know, this letter is filled with our most recent news and updates, along with expanded teaching points from Rabbi, like details about this weekend's Passover Seder that Rabbi's hosting. It's going to be a weekend of remembrance designed to bring honor and glory to Jesus. And our newsletter highlights these events and so much more. Once again, you can give online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com or send your donation in the mail to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. Well, Chag Sameach, that means happy Passover in Hebrew. We look forward to hearing from you soon. And right now, let's wrap up today's special Passover message with a prayer from Rabbi. The Aaronic blessing is such a foundational part of Scripture. And I hope that these sacred words will comfort and inspire you today. Rabbi?
What I love about the Aaronic blessing is that it did not originate with man. The words actually proceeded from the very essence of God Himself. The blessing comes from the book of Numbers, chapter 6. So listen to these words and receive the blessing of the Lord into your life today.
Yavarechech Yahweh Vayishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh Panav Elecha V'chunecha Yisa Yahweh Panav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha Shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up with His countenance
And the Lord give you, beloved one, His peace. God bless you, and shalom.
Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries, and I'm your host, Dustin Roberts. Be sure to join us again tomorrow when Rabbi Schneider shares another special message regarding the Passover. That's Wednesday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.